This is Theory of Change. I'm Matthew Sheffield. Thanks for joining me. President Joe Biden delivered his State of the Union speech on Thursday, but most of the focus since then has been on Alabama Senator Katie Britt, who delivered the Republican response.
We see you. We hear you. And we stand with you.
Her Handmaid's Tale setting and melodramatic delivery were so disturbing that even party apparatchiks couldn't contain their disgust. It's one of our biggest disasters ever, one Republican strategist lamented to Daily Beast reporter Jake Lehut. Veteran right-wing operative Roger Stone called Britt's performance god-awful in a tweet which he later deleted. And Saturday Night Live memorialized the humiliation for the ages in a brutal parody delivered by famed actor Scarlett Johansson, which portrayed Britt as a, quote, scary mom who randomly alternated between being seductive and on the verge of tears.
Tonight, I'll be auditioning for the part of Scary Mom. And I'll be performing an original monologue called This Country is Hell. You see, I'm not just a senator. I'm a wife, a mother, and the craziest bitch in the Target parking lot. I'm worried about the future of our children, and this is why I've invited you into this strange, empty kitchen. Because Republicans wanted me to appeal to woman voters, and women love kitchen.
None of this was supposed to happen, especially because Britt doesn't normally talk like the caricature she portrayed on Thursday.
Hey y'all, Katie Britt here. I am looking forward to delivering the Republican response to the State of the Union, so tune in. See you soon.
Her strange demeanor, as it turns out, was a deliberate choice, one that's reflective of the tenuous connection between the Republican political class and the angry Christian fundamentalists who comprise the party's base voters. A protege of Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, Britt has risen rapidly through the ranks, joining his leadership team as an informal advisor after only a few months in office. Republicans have been eager to put Britt forward as a young female face for a party that's finally becoming associated in the public mind with no exception abortion laws and radical anti-birth control rhetoric and proposals for laws. She was even starting to be touted as a potential vice presidential pick for presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. Britt was seen as particularly useful by party leaders since she is the junior senator from Alabama, the state whose Supreme Court just gave embryos in a freezer full personhood rights. While this radical viewpoint is commonplace among Republicans, more than half in the House of Representatives have endorsed the Life at Conception Act, which would place severe restrictions on in vitro fertilization. The vast majority of Americans disagree. A February Ipsos poll found that 66% of respondents believe that zygotes should not be considered as people, with only 30% of independents agreeing. In a tweet responding to the controversy, far-right Christian commentator Ali Beth Stuckey laid out why the Republican Party decided to choose Britt. Quote, she looks like the moms at school drop-off who would typically vote Republican, but who have been convinced by Instagram that the GOP is taking her sister's IVF away. Being an overtly anti-feminist party's ambassador to women is a fraught but essential task. Besides having to deny and obfuscate about the Republican base's authoritarian vision of controlling women, would-be ambassadors have to make excuses for a presidential candidate found legally liable for rape, who has also been accused of the act by 17 other alleged victims. Trump himself made it clear that women voters are on his mind during a Saturday campaign speech in North Carolina.
Women love me. You know, I protect women. I protect.
Britt's mission was so important to Republicans that they sent out instructional talking points to right-wing commentators ahead of her speech, comparing her to legendary public speakers like Ronald Reagan, and hailing her as, quote, America's mom, before she had even said a word. Contrary to the preemptive praise, however, instead of sounding like Reagan, Britt's performance this year recalled the breathy speeches routinely given by South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, another youngish female evangelical, often touted as someone who could allay women's concerns. Noem herself has been hailed as a more intelligent incarnation of Sarah Palin, the former Alaska governor, whose bizarre cadence and compulsive winking proved chronically befuddling to political observers in 2008.
Some people have credited the morning after pill as for decreasing the number of abortions. How do you feel about the morning after pill?
Well, I'm all for contraception, and I'm all for any preventative measures that are legal and safe and should be taken. But Katie, again, I am one to believe that life starts at the moment of conception, and I would like to see fewer and fewer abortions in this world. And again, I haven't spoken with anyone who disagrees with my position on that.
I'm sorry, I just want to ask you again, do you condone or condemn the morning after pill?
Personally, and this isn't a McCain-Palin policy administration
policy. No, that's okay, I'm just asking you.
But personally, I would not choose to participate in that kind of contraception.
While Palin's shtick was off-putting to most Americans, her antics were well received by white evangelicals, the plurality demographic of the Republican base. They loved her obstreperous insults and crass Christian supremacism. This was the core demographic that Britt was trying to reach on Thursday: reactionary Christian women who have either used in vitro fertilization or know of someone who has. Unlike Palin, however, the Alabama freshman senator seems not to prefer the native tongue of these voters. A lifer in the Republican political class, she is one of many right-wing women who, like Serena Joy Waterford in The Handmaid's Tale, have built careers serving a movement that attacks women's rights. For decades, professional right-wing activists were able to bridge the gap between their rabid base and the usually educated minority of independents and Republican-leaning voters who falsely believe that the Democratic Party is the extreme party in the United States. But now that Trump is openly embracing violent and totalitarian rhetoric, this task has grown increasingly difficult to manage. Republicans' core voters have become so bizarrely hateful that appealing simultaneously to them and to the broader public is becoming nearly impossible. The two sides are so far apart culturally that trying to reach both is off-putting to everyone. This is why Katie Britt's speech has been so universally panned. Her use of what progressive activist Jess Piper calls the fundy baby voice accent that is so common among women reared in reactionary Christianity came across as bizarre and freakish to everyone else.
You heard the fundy baby voice. This senator went full on fundy. She was in her kitchen, where women should be. She was wearing a modest blouse that was open just a little bit so that you could see her cross necklace. She opened up her speech talking about being a mom because she wants to reinforce to the Christian nationalists that she's one of them. But thousands of people were like, what is going on with her voice? It's fundy baby voice. It's sweet, it's soft, it's submissive. It's also smiling when it's completely inappropriate. It's sending out the vibe, I'm a woman, but I know my place in society. Ew. Anyway, the more you know.
At the same time, Britt also seemed inauthentic to many hardcore Trump devotees, since she was engaging in a form of code switching away from her daily dialect of highly educated political professional and slumming it with the Southern Christian nationalists. Quote, no one was surprised that Mitch McConnell's hand-picked senator resonated so poorly with the base, one Trump-aligned strategist told the Daily Beast, calling Britt's delivery, quote, the stuff of nightmares. Far-right activist Laura Loomer concurred with that sentiment in a Twitter post of her own. Quote, the GOP thinks they know what women like, so they actually thought it would be a good idea to put Katie Britt in her kitchen reading a script with forced emotion and fake outrage to get to the suburban women vote. Women like men. Actually, we love strong men. We don't need a woman in the kitchen who failed acting class to tell our country is a mess. Now the GOP is a laughingstock because of the awful optics of last night's State of the Union rebuttal by Katie Britt. I saw shadows of this happening last year in Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders' Republican response to Biden. While she did not deliver her talking points in baby voice, the words that she spoke were filled with right-wing slang terms like CRT or woke mob that she never even bothered to define, thus rendering her message almost incomprehensible to anyone except the most devoted consumers of right-wing media. Expect more of this to happen as the various election contests continue to move forward. Republicans are going to have to become stranger and more extreme to maintain the loyalty of their base voters. And if Joe Biden's team is smart, they will highlight this process every step of the way. Thanks for listening. You can get more Theory of Change by going to theoryofchange.show, where you can get audio, video, and transcript of the episodes. And if you are a paid subscribing member, you have unlimited access. And thank you very much for your support. And please do subscribe on whatever podcast app you might be listening to or prefer. That's really appreciated. I hope you stay in touch. Please visit us at flux.community as well. I'm Matthew Sheffield. See you next time.